toward the end of the Magid section, we have Bechol Dor V'Dor in every generation. It's one's duty to regard himself as though he personally had gone out of Egypt. As it says, you shall tell your son on that day, it was because of this that Hashem did for me when I went out of Egypt. Then right after that, the matzahs are covered, the cup is filled, the cup is lifted and held until it is to be drunk. According to some customs, however, the cup is put down after the following paragraph, in which case the matzahs should once again be uncovered. If this custom is followed, the matzahs are to be covered and the cup raised again upon reaching the blessing of Asher Ga'alnu. And then we say, Leficha Chanachnu Chayavim Lahodos. Therefore it is our duty to thank, praise, pay tribute, glorify, exalt, honor, bless, extol, and acclaim him who performed all these miracles for our fathers and for us. He brought us forth from slavery to freedom, Hotzianu mi'avdos l'cheirut, from grief to joy, mi'yagon l'simcha, from mourning to festivity, u'mi'evel l'yantif, from darkness to great light, u'mi'afela l'or gadol. Let us therefore recite a new song before him, v'nomar l'fanav shira chadasha haluka. After this lefichach, after this therefore, we then have the first two paragraphs of Hallel, and then we end with the bracha of Gal Yisroel. Just to make note before we get into our specific questions, all of these phrases, mi'avdo l'cheira, mi'yago l'simcha, can be understood on many levels. The classic two levels to be understood is referring to historic events that we're thanking Hashem for. One is the approach of the Gra in 3a, that all of this refers to aspects of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Me'avdos l'cheiros is obviously from slavery to freedom, it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim. From anguish to joy, it's a rescue of Israel at the splitting of the sea. From mourning refers to the aftermath of the sin of the golden calf, to the being able to come into the land of Israel, and the forgiveness is obviously when we got the second Luchos. Ma'afela l'or gadol is the great light of the land of Israel from the Midbar. Mishiba l'geula, from the servitude of foreign nations in the days of the judges to the days of David and Shlomo when they became kings. So this is very much referencing the Jewish people and really that tkufa, that period of time surrounding the exodus from Egypt. Another approach Rabbi Bernstein brings in his Haggadah in Source 4, the blessing contains five distinct references to redemption. This is because, as we have seen, the exodus from Egypt is a root redemption experience for the Jewish people. Thus, it contains within it the potential energy for redemption from the subsequent four exiles, Babylonia, Persia, Greece, and Rome. From slavery to freedom, it's obviously the exodus from Egypt. From sadness to joy, this is an expression that we have of Yagon many times in the book of Eicha. This is the reference to Golus Bavel. From mourning to festivities is obviously the idea of Purim, that we went from Evel Kaved LeYudim to Sosav V'Simcha. Darkness to light is clearly the Greek exiles, where they try to darken our eyes, Echshichu Einehem Shel Yitzroel, and that is marking that victory. And from subjugation to redemption, this refers to subjugation of our present exile, from which we hope to emerge into full redemption speedily in our days. It is truly amazing to contemplate that the potential for the redemption from our present exile lies within the redemption from Egypt that we're celebrating this evening. So when we take a look at this, Leficha Chanachtu Chayavim Lahodos, therefore it's our duty to thank, praise, etc., Hashem, it's very much about the specific redemption period when the Jews left Egypt, as well as the entire experience of Jewish history, that tonight we're not just focusing on the exodus from Egypt, we're focusing on Hashem choosing us as a chosen nation, and all the experiences that we had throughout history. Good. Having said that, let's focus in on one phrase within this, or really two phrases within this paragraph. It ends, V'nomar l'fanav shira chadasha. Let us say in front of him a shira chadasha. So the question that Rav Mirsky brings in Haggadah Hegyonei Halacha, it's a question that a lot of the Sfarim bring, V'oji shel takdek al shekina bal Haggadah talo b'lashon shira chadasha. You're calling this a shira chadasha, a new song. Hallel is not a new song. Hallel is, you know, B'tzeichu Samim Mitzrayim. It's when they left Egypt. Hallel is from previous generation. Right? The Nomer Lefanav Shira Chadasha Luka, and then we go, Hallel Avdei Hashem. We begin Hallel. So that's a new song? That's not a new song. That's an old song. Va'od shalu, lama eim avarchim b'Pesach birkat shasan yisun lovatenu? V'lo Pesach b'inyan avla nisim. Pesach is the fundamental time when all miracles happen. Why don't we say a bracha like we do by, we just did by the Megillah, Shasa Nisim? And further, why don't we say a bracha bichlal? It's a very famous question. I'm saying the Haggadah. After all, it's a beferisha halacha, right? V'gadah levincha b'yom ahu. You should tell your child on this day. There's a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim, of v'gadah to tell the story. So why don't we, at the beginning of the Seder, right, when we beginning of Adim Hayinu, we should say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Gishar Mitzvotav, Vetzivanu, Al, whatever you want to, however phraseology you want to use it. So the whole idea of why there's no bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, no bracha on the Seder, on the Haggadah, and also there's no bracha on the Hallel. So where are all these brachas tonight? It seems to be very glaringly missing. And finally, if we take a look at the Aaron source too, this comes from the Rav Tzadok Haggadah, V'nomar, and he says in parentheses, Nusach Acher Nun Aleph V'ne'emar L'funav Shira Chadasha. V'nomar is the future tense, and we will say in front of him a new song. V'ne'emar is, and we had said, V'ne'emar, and it was said in front of him a Shira Chadasha. So if you hold that it's V'ne'emar L'funav Shira Chadasha, to answer our first question, it's not a new song, it's an old song. So indeed, the Asufos Marachos in source number 6 says that. He says, V'ne'emar L'funav Shira Chadasha, Shishira Zu Shanu Omrim Omdim Lomar Hein Ina Chadasha Lanu, Shekvar Moshe V'Yisrael Amarua, B'Shah Shalom Ne'yam. Klai already said it when they left the sea. So therefore we have to say that one way of getting out of this is V'nama, past tense, that when they left Egypt, they sang a Shira. And now, Lefichach, because we're about to be involved in the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach and Afikomen, we too have the obligation of thanking Hashem. So now we are going to say the Hallel on this mitzvah, just like, similar, how Klal Yisrael said a Shira when they left Egypt. So according to this, the Shira Chadasha is not a reference to a new song that we're going to sing. It's a reference to the new song that Klal Yisrael sang at that time, and we are just re-echoing that very song. If you say that, V'nemar, that it was past tense, so then we don't have a problem. But most people, and you'll notice in most of the Haggadahs, it doesn't say V'ne'emar, it says V'nomar, right? Mr. Baru says we should say V'ne'emar, but most people, most Haggadahs, most Yisrael, say V'nomar L'funav, and we will say. So if we will say a Shira Chadasha, a new song, well, it's not a new song. Hallel's an old song. We've been saying Hallel our whole lives, for thousands of years. How do we understand V'nomar L'funav Shira Chadasha? And finally, we need to understand this L'fichach, therefore. Every generation you have to see yourself as you left Egypt. Lefichach, therefore, we have to thank Hashem. What does one have to do with the other? That we see ourselves as we left Egypt is connected to Lefichach, therefore. The therefore is linking the two together, that somehow our Shira Chadasha, the Hallel we're about to sing, is connected to the Chayev Adam, that person has seen themselves left Egypt, and we need to be able to fill in that missing blank that's connecting the two. And obviously, our overall goal is to be able to allow these ideas that Mirza Hashem we're going to see today to be able to resonate with us on a very deep level, that our Seder experience hopefully will be a little bit more profound, a little more deep, and a little bit more meaningful. I'd like to take a look at the idea of V'nomar L'funav Shira Chadasha really on two levels, albeit the levels are very connected, but with slight differences. Rav Elia Rat Zatzal in Sichar Eliyahu points out the following. V'hine, Masha Alenu Lumo Mizehu Masha Tera Megalel Lanu B'inyan. How do we understand how Paro was such a Rasha? I mean, can you imagine somebody who will be able to take innocent children's blood and bathe himself in it. Like, it's like something that we can't even wrap our heads around. He was mushrat b'li shum zikshon nashiyut. He was such a depraved person that there was not even a sense of humanity in him. How is this possible? So Rav Rod explains that the Torah itself tells us, Tov achris davar merishito. You want to know how Paro can turn out to be a Paro? The Chumash itself hints at this at Mamish, the beginning of introducing us to Paro. How are we introduced to Paro at the beginning of Sefer Shemot? Vayoka melech hadash amitzrayim. There was a new king that arose on Egypt. Asher lo yadat Yosef, who did not know Yosef. Rashi tells us, Atsa atzmo ki'ilu lo yada. He made himself out as if he didn't know. He was kafui tova. He didn't have the appreciation he needed to have. My friends, this is the core of the rishus of Paro. Adam shalom makir tova, the bracket in seven. A person who cannot be able to appreciate the good. Who notea bilibo et haroa bigamuto. He is going to encapsulate evil within him. Who lo yachol liyot chayav lemishu. Such a person cannot owe anything to anybody. Kol kulo ani ve'ef afsiyo. His entire mindset is about me and no one else exists. When a person is so egotistical, when a person focuses on totally on self, they can't feel indebted to anybody. In their mindset, it's only about them. No one else is in the world. And they owe nothing to anybody. And this, it's what it means on a deeper level when Rashi tells us in 8, Shayao se'atzmo Eloha, he made himself a god. Hainu el yom na'al kulam, above everyone else. And af echad lo kayam bishvilo. Nobody else was able to help him. He didn't want to owe anything to anybody. Contrast this with Moshe Rabbeinu, whose exact opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to hit the Nile in the Makkah of Dam and Tzfardea because the Nile saved him when he was a child. He couldn't hit the dust in Kinim because he buried the Egyptian in the dust. Inanimate objects he's able to have a karas hatov to. Do you see the contrast here? And as the Sefer Chassidim writes at the end of 8, Ke'en midah ra'ah kemo kfui tovah. There's nothing as bad as being a person who doesn't show gratitude. Therefore, gula klai yisrael, gula toshel yochid. Therefore, the whole idea of our redemption, the redemption of klai yisrael, kamur layo b'divrei rambam mitbatei b'zesh adam zocheh l'ashras ha'shchina sod elokah lo lehem. Our way of being redeemed is to recognize that Hashem is upon us. How can we have this relationship with Hashem? Very clearly. And that is to be able to be somebody who is makir tov, who recognizes goodness. And this is the whole aspect of kiyum ha-mitzvos. This is what the whole Mesillas Yesharim speaks about, where he says, when a person is able to be awakened and realize to all the goodness that Hashem does with them at every moment, at every hour, and all the miracles that happen from the day we're born till the day we leave this world, then a person is going to feel indebted to Hashem and want to do mitzvos in order to be able to show Hashem thank you. The whole idea of our relationship with Hashem is predicated on Hakaras HaTov. That's the ABCs. We're called Yehudim, Jews, from the word Hoda'ah, to admit, to be able to say thank you. Our whole essence is about Hashem. I realize that you are HaTov HaMeitiv. You are the one who does goodness, and I wouldn't have anything without you. And therefore, I feel so indebted to you, Hashem, and it is therefore the reason why I will keep your mitzvos with joy, because I owe you so much. And this Rafidla Nun Sifte Chaim in source 10 notes, this is the Ramban on the Pasuk. Of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shehoseichem Eretz Yisrael, Beit Avodim, the first of the 10 sayings, the Tami Beit Avodim, why does it mention that we were slaves in the house of slavery? Shayu Omdim Mitzrayim Beit Avodim, that we were enslaved by Paro. And Hashem, who took us out of that slavery, we therefore owe a karasato, a karshas atem, mekablim alechem umodim shani Hashem vani elokechem eretz Yisrael kiplu kol mitzvotai. When we are able to appreciate that Hashem took us out, it is only natural that we're going to want to do His mitzvos. And this is the whole idea of Hakara Satov, that a person who does something for you, the obvious response is, how can I repay them? How can I give them something back? So, if we just step back for a moment, this paragraph of Lefichach Anachdu Chayavim Lahodos, therefore we have to give thanks, it's not just, therefore we have to give thanks. We have to understand this on a much deeper level. The whole idea of thankfulness, the whole idea of Hakara Satov, is a major theme that runs through the Seder night, whether we're aware of it or not. This is why we tell the story from the major part of the Limud HaTorah is from Arami Oved Ovi, the person bringing the Bikurim, because that whole recitation of Bikurim is thanking Hashem, that you brought me here, that I have food. The whole idea is not just to say, Hashem, thank you for taking me out of Egypt, or to retell the story of leaving Egypt. It has to lead to that leficha. It has to lead to that therefore. The therefore is, I am so indebted to you. The therefore is that Hakara Satov, which leads to Kabbalah's all, to greater awareness and closeness to Hashem by the night of Seder. Let's go a little bit deeper, my friends. In the Sefer Laila Kayom Yair of Baum, he points out in Source 13, one of the fundamental ideas we have from tonight, is to be able to give gratitude and thanks to Hashem for all the chasadim, all the kindness that He's done for us. You can go through the whole Seder and read every single word, and have a word on every single word. But if you're not going to come to that conclusion, that we owe a gratitude toward Hashem, and that now I'm going to serve Him with greater love and devotion, we've missed the boat. This is a very, very profound and deep idea. We know in the Exodus of Egypt, we became formed as a Yitzirah. Our formation as a people became complete. And what does that mean to be a nation? It means to be a mekabel amiti. It means that we are the ones who receive, right? Why did God create the world? He created the world to give. At the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, we became formed as a nation, and we are a nation of receivers. V'she'ikar midato shel mekabel hazeh hi haudaya. And the whole essence of being a receiver is appreciation, is realizing all that we're given and we're able to be grateful for it. Shemodesh ein lo mishel atzmo klum, and a realization that we have nothing on our own. Vishum davar lo magia lo, and we're deserving of nothing. Umeila kol ma shemekabel hu ro'e atzmo mechuyav lehodot, and therefore, if we're not worthy of anything, and everything is a gift from Hashem, so then I am grateful and I show my appreciation for every single thing. This idea that I have nothing, but it's all coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is really the idea that he says is what matzah is about. We're on the squiggly in 13. Matzah is lechem oni. It's shehi michla dasvuta hamolida anava balei. It's the food of refuah, of health. Matzah creates in me anivus, humility. Right? There's nothing to the matzah. It's, you know, flour and water. V'hiya trufa la'atzata nachash ve'itam kelokim. The nachash, as we spoke about last week, the Leil HaSeder is a tikkun of Chedei Tzedat. The nachash was about, you know, you're like God. The response is, we are nothing. Everything we have comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is the whole idea of Yisod HaEmunah, which is what Klal Yisrael are about. That Lechem Oni, that we recognize, Shonim Alav Dvarim Harpet, that we say a lot over this, that the essence of what we're about is Emunah, that Hashem, without you we'd be nothing. The whole night is about being able to appreciate all the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And with this, we can appreciate the idea in 13 of Matchilim b'gnod u'masayim b'shevach. We begin with negative and we end with the positive. Whether originally we were avdei avodah zarah and now Hashem brought us close to him, or originally we were slaves to Egypt and Hashem took us out. But the gnod is about us. The negativity is about us. The positivity is about Hashem. All the problems in this world stem from us. We're the ones who are blocking the ability to receive totally from Hashem. We're the ones who are blocking this relationship. But if we were able to recognize that life is about being open to receive, if we recognize it's not about my ego and my thinking that I'm deserving of everything, but I would live a life really open to receiving from Hashem, right? Those who have the custom of Sfarad in particular, of actually opening their hands when they're saying this, it's that very vivid imagery of Hashem, my hands are empty. Whatever I have comes from you. It's not about me, it's not about my brilliance, it's not about my looks, it's not about my charisma, it's about you. Lechem Oneh, this is my whole night that I'm speaking tonight, is teaching me about that aspect of humility. The night of Seder is 100%. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu's name's not mentioned. It's not about us. It's about you. Lo yidei malach, lo yidei tzar. Kadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo ba'atzmo. And this helps us understand the idea of Dayenu. When Dayenu begins, the Milos Halalu Aleinu, upon us, we have the obligation to thank Hashem. And Dayenu doesn't mean, he says it in 14, it's absurd to think, you know, if we had one and not the other, Dayenu would have been enough. What do you mean? If we got the jewels and we didn't cross the Yam Sof, would have been enough? If we got the Har Sinai and we didn't get the Torah, would have been enough? Of course that's not what it means. Ella in 15 in the asterisk, Sapei Rishu, She'ilu Kibalnu Rak Achad Min HaMailos Halalu. It means, if we've gotten only part of this, if we only got one of this, Kfar Dayenu Kidei Liyo Mechuyavim Lehodot Lehalel, that would have been enough to be have an obligation to say thank you. The idea isn't, you know, if you'd only given me this and not, that would have been okay. No. If you'd only given me this, Dayenu, that I would have to be able to have an obligation of thanking you. That's the repetition of Dayenu, Dayenu, for every small thing. Al achas kama v'kama tova kfula mechupela lamakom aleinu, how much more so the obligation upon us. In Akara Satov that Hashem has done everything to us. Lefichach anachnu chayovim lahodos lahalom. Therefore, we have to give thanks. And we have to give thanks in a way that, as the Zohar Kadosh says, the translation in Hebrew 16, Hamitzvah habayi l'tzaper b'shevel shel yitzia Mitzrayim. The night is about speaking about the praise of Hashem taking us out of Egypt. Shuchiv al adam l'tzaper b'shevel chazal l'olamim. We have to speak about this for all times. Kach b'yarnu kol adam shemitzapir b'tziyam Mitzrayim b'tzipur ahu sameach b'chedva. Anyone who rejoices in saying this, mezuman hu lismoch b'shechina l'olam haba, will be worthy of rejoicing with Hashem Shechina in the future. Because when a person, and this is what we're going to develop in Eretz Hashem today, when a person really feels gratitude, there's tremendous simcha in it. Right? Someone gives you a gift, and it is such a precious gift. Like, you couldn't live without it. So you still say, oh, thank you very much, I appreciate it. You say, wow, thank you, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it and how special it is, and you're hugging this person, and you're so excited, and you're ready to tell the whole world, can you believe what I got? This is exactly what I needed. Oh, that's the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach has an element, and that's the Hallows we'll speak about, of simcha, of joy, of recognizing an emotional relationship with Hashem. This is what the night is about. And because it's a night of real Akara Satov, the Lekach Valipa points out in 17, that it's a night that we pick up the cup of wine when we say Leficha, because this is Chela Chadash al Agada. This is like a new part of the Haggadah, and Yesh Rishonim, the Sphere Leish, Ikar Mitzvah Tzipur Yitzay Mitzrayim, Yilahodos Lahalo Shamit Barach. And some people say that this is the real, like, this is the point of what the Tzipur Yitzay Mitzrayim is all about. It's to give thanks to Hashem. That's why he brings down that some people have a custom to fill up the cup again, right? We've just poured out some wine. It depends if you actually pour it. You take a spoon, you take your finger, all different minhagim. But if your cup has a significant amount. Again, these are different customs of wine that was taken out. We want to thank Hashem on a full cup of wine. We want to be able to raise our cup. Kos Yeshua Nasa, U'b'Shem Hashem Akra, Pasuk and Hala. Right? I will raise up my cup and thank Hashem for the salvation. The cup of wine is almost like a physical act to express this feeling of joy that we have. Right? Wine, Yain Yismach Levav Enosh, something that makes a person happy. It's our way of, when we lift up that cup of wine, everyone at the Seder, it's our way of expressing this happiness that we have been redeemed, that we are the ones who are going to give thanks to Hashem. And as he notes in 18, Laka Falibov continues below Pesach, a great steeper, you see, it's right, that we know that everything we have comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to, Lehoto Shakol Mibarei Olam, that we have to thank Hashem that everything is His. The lifting up of the cup is one way. The matzah, when I recognize that nothing is about me, is another concretization of being able to recognize tonight is about all about Hashem. Avoda lo pesach hi abitul shakochi v'otzem yodi. It's nothing about me. Shakol me'akadosh baruch hu mizeh yotzei l'fichach anachnu chayavim lahodos. And indeed, it's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that kos and Elohim are the same gematria. That I lift up the cup of wine, I realize that Elohim, teva, the natural world, right? Elohim and Ateva are the same gematria, which is kos. That everything in this world comes from God. It's not about me at all. And I let go. And there's such joy, and there's such simcha, and understanding that Hashem is the one who I am so indebted to, not only then, but now. And not only in the challenges and the narrow straits, as we spoke about last week, that I was in then, but the narrow straits that I'm in now. Hashem is the one who's taking me from darkness to light, from Avel to Yantav. He is the one who's responsible. And that is the Baruch Haim notes of Rabbi Biderman 19. That's Matzul B'Gnun Mitzrayim B'Shevach. That we ourselves start the Seder night in Gnud, in a low state, and we change as a result of the night. We became Nitalev and Nasem Meshubah. We become better. We become enlightened. Why? Because we've changed. We have come to such an intense experience where when I speak about the night of Seder, I'm speaking about all that Hashem has done. I have the matzahs in front of me. The matzahs are uncovered for most of the Haggadah because I'm able to look at them and recognize. You see those flat matzahs? It's not about ego. It's not about self. It's about humility. And that's what I need to focus it on tonight. And the more humble I am, the more I can recognize God, the more I bring Hashem into my life, contrasted to Paro, who's all about him. I'm the Nile. Where is God? Who is God? That is the counter of the night to take away that Yetzirah of Paro. And the goal of the night, my friends, is to reach this point of Harezeh Meshubach, that we become Meshubach. To go through the motions without actually feeling this, Haikar Chaser Mina Sefer. Seder night is such an intense experience. I always say, I don't know how I did it for 2 years of Chutz Laaretz. It is so emotionally draining. I mean, obviously, this is what Hashem wants from us, but to put yourself into that situation where you're totally focused in and being able to recognize it's all about you, Hashem, and whatever I'm going through, as I went through and as I continue to go through, it's nothing to do with me. I do my ishtadlus, but I realize it's not about me, it's not about my ishtadlus, it's all about you. Tonight is the paradigm of all, as we mentioned, as redemption of all Jewish history, personal and national. It's being able to understand the core of the night. Retell the story with this lens in mind. Hashem, it's all about you. It's about your will. I need to be a Mekabel. I need to be one who receives. I need to be open to receive. And I need to be open to be able to say thank you, Dayenu, for every step of the way and filled with tremendous joy. And this is why, my friends, Rosh Madron brings down in Haggadat Rav Shalom in 21, we know Yesh Li Tmo Al Din Kriyas HaHalo B'Lal Seder. We may wonder, why do we say Halo on the night of Seder? We know that Purim, we don't say Halo, and the reason is that the Mikra Megillah is Halo. reading the Megillah is praise to Hashem. So when I tell over the story, that itself is a praise to Hashem. So I may argue that should I not say that Kriyas Sazu Hilula, saying over the story itself, right? I talk about how Hashem did the Eser Makos and all the things that Hashem did. Isn't that enough of a hallel to Hashem? Why do we have to have a hallel? And the answer is very simple. Purim is talking about a miracle that happened. Lumadzo bilala seder ein anu misaprim sipur nisim klal v'klal. It's not that I'm telling a story that happened. Rak anu shavim v'chosrim el kol atzar v'yagom v'el kol simchas ha-ge'ula idei kriyas ha-agada. We, when we read the Haggadah, re-enter that picture. We feel the pain. We feel the slavery. Halachmanya, we feel it. And therefore, since I felt the pain, and now I feel the redemption, there is a Hisarurus Haragashim v'chavayatam ba'ofen masi u'mitchadesh b'chol shana. There becomes a renewed obligation every year to say hallel, because every year I am feeling again this hargush of Yitzhak Mitzrayim itself. And hence we understand why we have to say hallel. Hallel we don't say on Purim because the Mikra Megillah is telling the story. That's enough. But tonight's not about telling the story alone. It's about re-experiencing the story. And once I re-experience the story, I'm there. And if I'm there, I am going to say hallel. The Nomar Lefan of Shira Chadasha. It's going to be a new song. Because it's a new experience this year that wasn't there in the past years. So albeit the hallel may be the same, but the experience in saying the hallel is a Shira Chadasha, is a new Shira. And that explains Chazei Sufos Marachos from Goldvich Zatzal in 22. Why women who are not obligated in challah all year because it's a mitzvah to say shazman grama, it's a time-bound mitzvah, are obligated in challah the night of Seder. Why? Because af heim ayu bel soanes, they were also in the miracle. Ah, they were also in the miracle of Chanukah and Purim. It's a different miracle. They're in the miracle right now. It's not a kriya. It's not just a saying it. It's a reliving it. And that's why the Rambam in 24 says, "B'chol dover dor chayev adam larod et atzmo ki lehu be'atzmo yetzad tam shibu mitzrayim." Every person has to see themselves as if right now they've left Egypt. Shenem arvot tano tzi misham, as it says that Hashem took us out. Val davar zetiv akarish baruch hu b'torah v'zachar tekiyev ayita klomar ki ilu atah b'atzvacha ayita eva be'atzad lechevus v'nifteta. We have to see it personally. It's chag chevusenu, our redemption. L'fichach anachdu chayavim. That's why we have to give thanks. B'pnei she'anu machshivim she'neis ha'yitziyah haya itanu. Be'achrechal aleinu chiyuv hodah v'shira alaneis. V'no, we're the fun of Shira Chadasha. Because through this story, we have become redeemed. And we have to give thanks to Hashem. And that is why we have the hallow and the asterisks in 25 on the end of the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Why don't we put the whole hallel together? Why do we divide it in half? This hallel is not a hallel that is an official hallel. It's an outbreaking of song. And it comes as part of the story. I'm telling over the story, and I suddenly get so excited. Every person has to see themselves as if they left Egypt. Oh my gosh, I've left Egypt. Amazing. I have to give thanks. And I don't even say a bracha because it's not a kriya. It's not, you know, a formal, I am now going to stand and say hallelujah. We don't understand. But rather, I have to. This is the overwhelming emotion that comes out. It's just pouring forth from me. And therefore, I start saying hallo. Hallo of the Hashem. I do the two paragraphs of hallo that have to be Yitzhak Mitzrayim. It is the natural response from the Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. This is what it's about. And that's what we have to be able to get to, not only technically, but emotionally. That I feel as if I left Egypt and I am giving thanks to Hashem. My cup is raised. I'm thanking Hashem for all the wonders that He does. Mamash to sing hallel as if it's happened to me. Because you know what? It has happened to me. So now we get to the question, well, how do we feel that it's happened to us, which is a shir we've discussed in the past, which has many different approaches. But I'd like to take a look at perhaps a different aspect that I was very taken by. And this aspect explains as well why we don't say a bracha on Lel HaSeder. So if we ask again that original question, why don't we say a bracha on Lel HaSeder? So the classic answer the Baruch Chaim Rabbi Biderman brings in 26 is that indeed we do say a bracha. We say the bracha of Asher Ga'alnu, the last bracha, Baruch Hashem Ga'al Yisra, that's a bracha on the Seder, on the Haggadah. The obvious question on this is, generally we say a bracha before we do a mitzvah, not afterwards, right? I first say a bracha on the Tilat Lulav, and then I shake the Lulav, right? So I first say the bracha on Kiddush, and then I drink the wine. So what's going on here? So he brings a very famous answer, the Chafzim Sofer, is that if we're actually reliving the experience, so then at the beginning of the night, we're like idol worshippers. And only by the end of the Seder, we come close to God. So just like a convert who's going to convert when he goes to the mikvah or she goes to the mikvah, she can't or he can't say a bracha before they go in, who's commanded me on this immersion, because they're not Jewish yet, so they can't say they were commanded. First they have to immerse, and then they can say a blessing. So tonight, since we're not yet fully Jewish or have this relationship, so we have to wait till after we've gone through the process, so now we're able to say a bracha. A different approach, we're seeing two, but a different approach on this level is found in a Gevaldic piece from Vayomer Yehuda, where it's based on a story that happened about Reb Chaim V'Voloshin. I'm in 27 in the asterisks. The story is told about Reb Chaim V'Voloshin when he would pass by a certain river. He would say the bracha, Baruch Shasali Neis B'Makom Aseh, thank you Hashem, a special bracha, who did it for me, a miracle in this place. So he was asked, what miracle happened to you here? So he responded the following. Many, many years ago, the grandmother of my Rebbe, of the Gra, was on the bridge, or was near the, on the bridge by this river, with a baby. And there was a torrential wind, or something happened, and the bridge collapsed, right? Which was very common, unfortunately, in those days. And they were thrown into the river. The grandmother died of the Gra, and the Gra's mother, who was a baby, was saved. And he said, because the Gra's mother was saved, she was able to grow up and be the Gra's mother and have the Gra. And I am different because I learned by the Gra. I wouldn't be Reb Chaim V'Voloshin had I not learned by the Gra. So I'm saying a bracha at this place as if it's happened to me, because I've personally benefited from the fact that the Gra's mother was saved, because then she could have the Gra who could then teach me Torah, that I am substantially a different person. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, Neis Yitzia Mitzrayim Nogel Chol Achav Echad Meitanu. This too is, by extension, how we need to view the story. Lefi She'im Haya Lo, Im Hashem Lo Haya Motzei Avoteinu Mitzrayim, had we not been taken out of Egypt and we would have still been slaves in Egypt. Even though we'd be born into the world, we'd be born in a totally different way, we wouldn't be the same people. We thank Hashem for taking us out of Egypt because it affects me. Asher ga'alnu v'ga'alat avoteinu. I'm redeemed. I am a different person because my forefathers were taken out of Egypt. And that's the hargash of the Chovos Hayom that I have to feel, that I personally was affected by the fact that they went out, because I am who I am today because of what happened to them. And with this, we can explain why we don't have a bracha. B'derech zeh 30 mivarech sfas emes madua shonei agadosh lo pesel mikol mitzvot shei mivarechim aleh havakach b'yir. Sfas emes explained. And all the mitzvot had Hashem not commanded us, we won't do them. V'amitzvot ka'elu shayach levarech, on those mitzvot, sitzes, tefillin, we have to say the bracha. Asher k'nishayim sotav tivaru, Hashem, you commanded us, like, I won't do it myself. Thank you, Hashem, for the Tesefet Kedusha, the extra holiness. Ah, b'tzipur yitzei mitzrayim, the asterisks in 30. Gam b'li tzivuyav shel Hashem haya mechovatenu lehodom. Even if Hashem didn't command us, Hashem didn't command the Reb Chaim V'Voloshin to say this bracha, But it's an obvious outgrowth of a karsa tov, of gratitude. Because the miracle happened to us. It's like Baruch Shasat Lines by Yom HaZeh. This is first level order of being human. Thank you, Hashem. I have been affected by it. And we know that when you have a personal mitzvah that's logical, that you don't have to be commanded for, kibud av va'em, staka, visiting the sick, any mitzvah of chesed, even if Hashem didn't tell us, I would do it, so we don't have a bracha. So I don't have a bracha tonight, because it's obvious. A bracha means I wouldn't have thought of it, and God's commanding me to do it. Okay, I'll sit in the sukkah. I would never dream to sit in the sukkah. But here, I don't need to be commanded. It has to come from within. L'fichach anachdu chayavim la'odels. And when we say this at the Seder night, we have to give this idea over to those sitting at our Seder. L'fichach is probably the most important word in all of the Seder. And therefore, the result of that is, V'nomer l'fon of Shira Chadasha, I'm going to burst forth in song, Haluka, Halu Avdei Hashem, I'm going to sing the Hallel, not as a kriya, not as, you know, you stand up formally and say it, but it's going to come from the deepest part of me, because it's really feeling that it's happened to me, and this is basic human understanding, that when something happens to you of such great magnitude, you have to be able to say thank you. Just like to add one idea on this level before, very briefly, looking at a second or secondary idea on this. Rabbi Prusansky, Knight of Emunah, points out that Rav Pinchas relates in Shaar Mitzvila, an incredible skula, to help a person whose tefillos aren't being answered. When a person finds himself in a difficult situation and feels that the gates of heaven are closed to him, he should begin to thank Hashem for all the good things he has in life. That, in turn, will bring blessing his way. Furthermore, he says that when something good happens to you, this signifies that a gate has been opened before you. If you make sure to thank Hashem at that moment for the good he has bestowed upon you, then the gate will remain open to make way for more blessings. If at that moment that you receive something good, you don't stop to recognize where it came from, then it's possible that the gate may close. You might even lose whatever blessing you've already received. But Pinchas reminds us that the keeping the gates open is much easier than getting them to open in the first place. There's nothing that draws blessing and salvation from heaven as powerfully as a happy heart. Our job is to be constantly lahodos ulahalo, to give thanks to Hashem. But my friends, there's a second part of this, and we've touched on it, but I want to really focus in on it. The giving thanks to Hashem is halozeh, the Yalkut Lekach Tov in 32, halozeh she'anu amrim in the bold, v'agadahi midim shira v'lo midim kriya. It has to be a shira. It has to be a song. Yesh midvarim elu kedelu romeima taruach v'lamiket hagashat halev. This has to inspire us. This has to be a shira al gulotenu v'apadut nashreinu. And it's interesting, the bells, Haggadah, Leket Sifte Kodesh, brings down, and I haven't been to too many seders, I've never heard of this custom, perhaps you have this. It's definitely something that the children would ask if you're looking for different things that are based in the sources. The Beis Yosef brings down Katav Rabbeinu Yerucham Nohagim Lagbia Hasal Arashei Atinakot Va'omrim Lefichach Anachdu Chayavim. We raise the sal, the basket, and we say Lefichach Anachdu Chayavim. What's going on here? So he says perhaps we can say that the only mitzvah that we find that children are connected to the parents, that they work together in doing a mitzvah, right? Building a sukkah, the children may help out, but that's not part of the mitzvah, is by the Shiras HaLevim, that the younger children, Hayum Zamarim, Mushorim, Mikolam, Isayim, Lashir HaLevim, they would join with Levim in singing. So since Lefichach is a Shira, that since Lefichach is a song, right, we pick up the cup, how you have the basket and the cup at the same time, that's pretty good juggling. So when we're beginning to pick up the cup of wine, Osim Zecher, L'shir Shel Levim B'Beit HaMikdash. We do a remembrance of the song of the Levim B'Beit HaMikdash. So that's why we take the sal, which is the ka'ara, the Seder plate. We put it over the children's head to remind ourselves that we are about to do something connected with the children. What is that? Shira. because in the Beis HaMikdash it was connected with the children's Shira. Lefichach, the picking up of the Ka'ara over the children's head is a reminder that what we're about to do is not just a Kriya, a saying, but a Shira. And that explains in the Haggadah of the Rosh Yeshiva in 34, on Seder night, we divide Hallel into two, with the first part being recited now and the second part after the meal. The reason for that is the first two paragraphs relate to the exit from Egypt, which makes them the ideal song to sing as we re-experience our deliverance from being enslaved there. Indeed, and this is something to point out, it is interesting to note that in the poem that describes the steps of the Seder, Kadesh, Urchat, Karpas, Yachat, the only reference to Hallel is Hallel Nirtza. Right? We don't have Magid, then we have Magid Rachsa. We don't have Magid Hallel Rachsa. The Hallel before the eating is part of the Magid. If the answer is that we come to appreciate these two paragraphs as a natural expression of gratitude of our leaving Egypt, then we will realize that they're not actually Hallel in the regular sense at all, rather the continuation of telling of the story. And that's why they are included in the Magid. And when we say this, we have to say it. Rav Haigon was asked what the reason we not make a bracha before reciting Hallel on Seder night in 35, as we do on all the occasions we recite Hallel. He responded, this Hallel is not said as a recitation, as a kriya, but rather as a song. What is the meaning? Isn't Hallel always supposed to be always both recitation and song? Rather, the Hallel we say on other occasions is recitation to commemorate earlier miracles. Well, Hallel in this evening is a song that we sing in response to a miracle that we have just experienced going out. And that is, we can understand why we refer to the Shir of Hallel as Chadasha, new. And yet we still refer to it as a song that we will sing using the future tense. And we will sing if we have been succeeded in experiencing the Exodus as it is happening to us, and the Hallel we're about to say has never been said before. It is this new song over our recent redemption that we're about to sing now. V'nomar lefanav, Shira Chadasha. It's a new song. We've never sung it because we're getting out for the first time right now. We're experiencing that feeling of I would be a different person had it never happened right now. I'm experiencing my own life, whatever aspect of redemption I'm going through personally, first time, right now. Me'evel liyantav, me'yago l'simcha, whatever it is. But it goes much deeper than that, my friends. It's what Shira is all about. And obviously it's a Shira in its own right, but let's try to touch on one or two ideas. V'nomar lefanav Shira Chadasha. The Torah tells us that when Hashem's glory manifests itself, 36, in the Mishkan, at the conclusion of its inauguration ceremony, the people saw it and sang out. Rav Aaron Cutler explained, again this is Rosh Yeshiva's Haggadah, that a song of praise is the result of an intense feeling of spiritual uplifting brought about by personally witnessing experience the imminence of Hashem's presence, such as when a fire went forth from before Hashem and consumed upon the altar, burnt offering, and the fat. On Pesach night, we're obligated to sing out in joyous song. And he points out a very interesting idea. He says, after Shiras Devorah, right, the song that Devorah and Klai Yisrael sang, the people sung again. And the beginning of the next chapter, it says, the children of Israel did what was wrong in the eyes of Hashem. That, however, Rashi points out, is different when it usually talks about how the children of Israel are doing bad. It says, and the children of Israel continue to do what's wrong in the eyes of Hashem. Now it doesn't use the word continued. After the children of Israel sung a song, they became a different person. And he explains, and we're on the next page here in 38. Rabbi Yaakov explained, Rabbi Yaakov Kedenevsky, Zatzal, when dealing with repentance out of fear of God, then it's, you know, I have to do this. But when one repents with complete sincerity out of love of God, this is out of a true, wholehearted recognition that his actions were totally wrong and without justification. He's granted a clean state. Thus, although we're told in the beginning of the book of Shoftim that the Jews cried out unto Hashem, this is all the result of some catastrophe or crisis that they were faced with. Their contrition before Hashem was thus motivated out of fear. And when they subsequently relapsed into sin, this was considered to be a continuation of their previous sinful actions. By singing the song of Devorah, the people showed their true recognition of the greatness of Hashem. and we're able to achieve the far higher level of repentance and of love of God. Therefore, Rashi notes the next incident and sinfulness did not describe as continue to do what was wrong, but simply, they did what was wrong. And this also explains why the Gemara tells us that Chizkiah Melech, for not singing Shira to Hashem, lost his chance of being Mashiach. The answer is, as shown above, the recitation of song for Israel by Israel is an indication of an underlying feeling of unbridled love toward their Creator, which enables the people to achieve unparalleled spiritual heights. This, then, is the kind of song that we're expected to sing on Pesach night. One, the end of 38, which engenders in us a feeling of refreshed, revitalized yearning for Hashem and dedication to Him. That's the goal. L'fichach anachtu chayovim lahodos. And that is halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we begin eating matzah, eating the maror, the korach sandwich, the afikomen. Then I'm able to do mitzvot. Then I'm able to have kabbalah soul. Then it's a whole different experience. And that is the train that we have to make sure we get to all the stops. We tell over the story. We feel it on a personal level. We feel gratitude to Hashem on the deepest of level. That gratitude has to manifest itself on a very personal level, that I want to, an emotional level, sing Shira to Hashem, sing praise to Hashem. When I sing that praise to Hashem, I feel so much closer to Him, so much more indebted to Him. I become a different person. Lechem oni. I become a poor person, impoverished, in recognizing that everything comes from Hashem. It's not about me. It's a night of humility. It's a night of being able to be open and mekabel to all of Hashem's blessings. And now my doing of the mitzvahs are on an entirely different level. It's a level of a deep connection. It's a level of a deep relationship, which is the Shira is just a manifestation of that. Kos Yeshua Nasai, lift up the cup in singing salvation to Hashem. Our final idea. There's a new Haggadah just on the market. Rabbi Yisachar Frant on the Haggadah. And he speaks about the pasuk of Ad Yashir Moshe. Then Moshe ben Israel will sing. But they did sing. What is it, will sing? So Rashi tells us the following, that he focused on explaining Pshuto Shemikra, interprets the words as Yashir as follows. Azeh, when they saw the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, the thought enters Moshe's heart that he should begin to sing Shira. The Maral, the Gerarya, and this Rashi elaborates on Rashi's comment, explaining that when a person's heart is filled with elation, he has a need to express his joy in words. The song that emerges from his mouth originates not from his brain, but from his heart. Shira, Rashi's teaching us, is not an act that exists in a vacuum. It's a manifestation of an underlying emotions that have been generated in its heart. When a person sings Shira 40, it's not a mere physical act of saying words. It's an expression of the underlying emotions in the heart. The Sefer Beichia suggests that this explains what the Gemara teaches, that Shira must be recited on wine. Right, we have Aver singing at a wedding, Brit Milah, or Kiddush, Yontif. Why is Shira associated with wine? The Gemara states that when wine enters a person, secrets emerge. A person is ordinarily inhibited and hides the emotion he feels in his heart. When he's intoxicated, a person loses at least some inhibitions. The secret, i.e. the emotions that were hidden in the heart, bubble to the surface. Shira and wine go together because they reveal a person's internal emotions. Based on this concept, the Bechi explains an interesting halacha regarding the way the Shira is written in a Sefer Torah. Each Shira, each song in Tanakh, has to be written in a specific style that sets it apart for the rest of the Pesukim. Shira Sayyam is written in a style called Levina al Gabe Ariach, resembling brickwork, because each line of text is written over a blank space than the line beneath it. Actually, as Rashi points out, there's more blank space than writing. It's like a brick, but the words over blank. Why? He explains that this is because of how Shira develops. When we sing Shira, we're not merely reciting words that our brain sent to our mouth. We're expressing the emotions in our hearts. The spaces in the Shira represent the emotion developing in the heart. And the words that follow articulate those emotions. Why is there more space than written text. Anyone who's had the privilege of speaking at their child's bar mitzvah or wedding understands this. We're so filled with simcha, such an occasion, that even as we attempt to express our happiness in words, we know they're just falling short. Because there are no words that can do justice in the full gamut of overwhelming emotions we feel in our heart. The spaces in the shira are larger than the lines of text, because the emotions those spaces represent are greater than the words we have to express them. And now we can appreciate. In the words, Az Yoshe, represent the hearts of B'nai Israel overflowing with emotion, which spurred them to sing Shira. And they're not a preamble, they're an integral part of the Shira. And now we can appreciate why we don't say a Bracha of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So one answer we gave is we do. Bracha of Gal Yisrael, we say it at the end. Achshav Kivar Makom Lobato. Answer number two, we don't say it because it's a logical mitzvah. Obviously you say thank you. You have to be commanded to say thank you. Here's the third answer. The asterisk in 42. The Maharal explains that as we recite brachos on mitzvahs that involve, and we recite brachos on mitzvahs that involve some activity, shaking lulav, eating matzah. But the mitzvah Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim is not about merely performing an action of saying the words of the Haggadah. The point of this mitzvah is that we should recite the Haggadah. Each Jew and each generation should feel that Hashem is granting him or her freedom from Mitzrayim. The primary fulfillment of this mitzvah is not in the words we say, but in the emotions we should be generating. And we do not recite blessings on mitzvahs that are filled primarily in our hearts. We have no mitzvah, a bracha of loving Hashem or fearing Hashem. These are mitzvahs from our heart. But we give voice to those emotions as we introduce a praise of Hashem and hallow with the words, V'nomar lefanav, Shira Chadasha Aluka. Ravosai, this recognition and rejoicement is the goal of the Seder night. And it's something that's an avoda. It's something we have to work on. And we have to prepare ourselves with the correct mindset before we enter into the Seder. We have to know what the goal is. The goal is not to just read the text, as important as it is, but it has to generate within us a feeling of gratitude, a feeling of connection, a feeling of being able to say, Hashem is there with me. Hashem is giving to me at all times. Hashem is, in a very personal way, He's taken me out. He continues to take me out. And the song that I'm singing tonight is not a song of V'nemar only reflecting the song they sang, but V'nomar. And I'm going to sing a Shira Chadasha, a brand new song, because I'm new. Because I'm different, and every year I'm different. And every year I come to appreciate emotionally that aspect of feeling gratitude to Hashem on a whole different level. And we need to keep in mind that Shira stems from the heart. Shira is the blank spaces that I am so overwhelmed that I don't even know how I can express my gratitude. That's the feeling that we need to be able to generate within us, that we're bursting forth with Shira. Shira Layayin on the wine, in order to thank Hashem on the wine, Hashivos, importance. The wine breaks down our inhibition. This is what it's about. Get up and dance. Halu Avdei Hashem. Mikimi Me'afardel. It's happening to us. It's personal. I want to connect on that very intimate and personal level. Halavai, my friends, we should all be Zocha. That we be able to sit at the Seder or the Siddurim and be able to go through the experience as if Chayav Adam Lord and Atzvo Kilohu Yatzvam Yitzvayim, that I feel such gratitude that I'm a different person and Hashem continually takes me out. Kel Motzei Ami Mitzrayim continually takes me out of Egypt, and this personal relationship enables me to be a matzah, to feel that humility. It's not about me, that I am a Makabel, I'm one who can receive from Hashem. At every aspect of my life, I'm able to say, Dayenu, thank you, Hashem. And when I speak about, I have to see it myself, I left Egypt, we almost break from this text. It's not a separate challah, it's part of the Sipur. The Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the text itself, turns into a challah. Lefika chanachnu. The obvious result is I have to say thank you, how can I not? And that thank you can't just be perfunctory thank you. It has to be Shira Chadasha, my Omek Alev, from the depths of our being, Hiratzo, that we're able to reach this level of gratitude, this level of feeling, this emotional connection to Hashem. And indeed, we'll be Obi Zocha at a personal, national level for the Gula Shlema, for the complete redemption. Achad Sameach.